Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Sally found this from Bob Goff. I thought this was pretty good. Don't be too hard on yourself. We're all rough drafts. The people we're still becoming.
Ooh, it's a lot of hope there.
Yeah, that's true. We're in development. We're a work in progress.
That's right. So it just sort of reminds me, what do you do when you're just having a day that you're just a little down on yourself? You know, maybe somebody said something that didn't uplift you. I'll put it that way.
Didn't uplift you. That's funny.
You know, things are just not going your way. What do you do? What do you do to kind of lift your spirits?
Yeah, that's good. How do you reframe that and take the load off of yourself? I think having a reminder on this would be good.
That's a good start.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I used to have a co-host that if he made a small mistake, he would kick the trash can across the room. I mean, he was just so upset that he had made the... And I'm just sitting across him going, okay, bro. Everything's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to be good. But yeah, it's a good question. How about you? What do you do to lessen, like, the burden on yourself of what you've done?
You know, for me, it's literally walking out my front door and going for a big walk. Just breathing in and out sort of resets my thought process.
That's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Taking a walk is good.
Yeah.
How about turning on Family Life Radio?
Oh, well, there's a good idea.
Yeah. But you know what? This just hit me. I think we can apply this to those around us.
I like that.
Cut somebody some slack today.
Yes. Yeah.
Some of us need a lot of slack.
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative when people cut slack with me. Well, how about
You're
yourself?
Okay, Kink.
Yeah, what do you do to, you know, your rough draft and just not be hard on yourself? What do you do? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So I thought this was pretty powerful. This actually came from somebody's calendar. One of those, you know, those flip calendars.
Yeah.
And this is what it said. Find someone you think is wrong, someone you disagree with, someone who isn't like you at all, and decide to love that person the way you would want Jesus to love you.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, where was this going?
You know, I read this, and the first thought that came to my mind, I'm sorry, this is totally wrong. Who wants to do that?
Exactly. I was like, where are we going with this?
That's a difficult thing to do.
That's
not easy.
Like, intentionally set out to find this person.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Usually you don't have to set out to find that person. You know who they are. And so you're going to go on purpose, go out and hang out with them and you know.
Be Jesus
to
them.
And when you think about it.
There is a challenge.
Jesus loved us while we had no interest in him at all.
Ooh. Set me straight.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, while we were still sinners, he loved us. I would love to know, have you ever done this before? Or, here's another question. How has God helped you deal with difficult people and maybe see them in a different light? What happened? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Let us know. Find someone you think is wrong, someone you disagree with, someone who isn't like you at all, and decide to love that person the way you want Jesus to love you. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Yeah, that's tough. It's hard to do. We're talking about this morning. Have you done that? Has God helped you do that? I mean, let's just face it. It's like going down a one-way street. You're going the opposite direction. You're like, why am I doing this? This is this person I don't like, and I'm going to love them? Like, gee, that's hard. So how has God helped you do that? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Anna's with us. What do you got?
I used to live in Florida, and I was a manager of a restaurant. There was another lady there that was a manager also, and she, from day one, did not like me.
Oh.
I got praying about it, and I was in the meat locker, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and he says, you got to love her like I love her, like I love you. And I'm like, how do I do that? So the next day, I went in, and she, both of us was managing that day, and I went up to her, and I just spoke to her, and I just said, you know, I know that we've had some difficulties, I know that you don't really care for me, but I want you to know that I love you like Jesus would love you. She just gave me the strangest look and didn't say anything, and then a few days later, her father was sick, and she came to me, and she says, I know that you love God. Will you please pray for my father?
Mm.
And after that, we became good friends.
Wow.
And anytime, any day, yeah, I got to witness to her, and she, anytime something was going on, she'd come and she'd say, will you pray with me? You know,
wow.
God can turn anything around if we set our minds and our heart to him. I'm very excited that you brought this question up, because it is about putting self down and lifting Jesus up.
Amen. So we're talking about loving someone that normally you wouldn't gravitate towards. We'll just say these are, this term, extra grace required? And we saw this pretty amazing statement, and it talked about loving on someone like Jesus would. This is what it said. Find someone you think is wrong, someone you disagree with, someone who isn't like you at all. Decide to love that person the way you would want Jesus to love you. And so it reminds me of a phone call we got a couple of weeks ago, and I want to replay this phone call because I think this is probably the best example of this we've probably ever heard. Yeah. So Lorraine called in. She works at she's going to describe it. Listen to this.
Oh, I was working at a rental place, and this guy came in, and he was just mean, nasty, just yelling, wanted to cut in line. So I get him in a rental car, and he has this little baby, and it's raining, and I'm trying to show him how the car works, and he's just, like, mean and nasty. He couldn't even get his baby's car seat in. And so I said, you know what? I'll do it for you. And I was really nice to him. He leaves. He comes back, and I've got all these customers. I said, sir, I can't help you right now. It's going to be a 10-minute wait. No problem. But with him, he has a bouquet of flowers, like a huge bouquet. So I go and I sit down with him, and he goes, I got to tell you something. The day I came into your office, I came directly from my wife's funeral. My wife and my child got hit by a drunk driver and killed them both. And the infant was with me. And he said, I was hateful. And I was so upset. He said, and you regained my ability to understand that there still are kind people.
Wow.
And he was crying. And he said, I have to tell you how wonderful you have been to me when I was such a jerk.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So that lesson, I think, is the best thing. You just assume they lost a loved one and treat them accordingly. And then you don't get hurt personally.
Right.
That's a good point. If your viewpoint is something has happened to this person, you're more likely to be empathetic.
Exactly.
That instead of returning wrath with wrath, be a kind.
We're so quick to think of ourselves, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for you to do that, because when you see somebody suffering, when you know somebody's really suffering, you have the capability of being kind and sweet.
If you're looking for a concert or something to, I got to tell you, mercy me.
Yeah.
They've been around so long. And so, like, when you are watching them in concert, it's like hit after hit after hit after hit.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. And by the way, they are going to be in some Family Life Radio listening areas March 15th in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and then March 16th in Glendale, Arizona. We've got Nathan Cochran with us. He is the bass player of Mercy Me. And yeah, you guys, You have been around for a while.
Every once in a while, we have some guys in newer bands, newer acts coming up to us saying, hey, man, you guys, you've been around for a long time. You know, I was born when your third record came out. that's a little weird. You know, it happens all of a sudden. You know, you become the veterans, you become the old guys. But it's awesome. I mean, I'm still here. Actually, August of this year, 2024, is 30 years for Mercy Me.
And you guys have stayed, pretty much the same band members, right?
Yeah. It's been us for the bulk of, let's say, 99.2% of the history of the band has been, you know, the five of us.
And that doesn't always happen.
No.
Yeah. No. That's a real testament to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on top of that, we have the same management and booking that we've had the entire time, and that's even more rare.
You must like them all.
That, or we're just too lazy to change. One of the two. We don't like making new friends.
Right. What is God teaching you lately?
There are things that I think, as I've gotten older, I realized that I held on to because I was afraid to let go. And the older my kids get, I think I'm dealing with that more and more of, at some point, I've got to be okay with not telling them no anymore and just letting them go and know that they're not going to get it right, and that's going to be okay, because it's such a comforting thing to know that your own children have their own relationship with God, and that relationship is alive and well. You know, as a parent, you know that's the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives, but man, you're still going to try your best to fill that role from time to time, whether we need to be doing that or not. And so I think my wife and I are learning that. I'm only 45, and I say only 45 because when you turn 45, you realize that, man, 45 is not really that old. But you do hit that point of, that feels different. But I don't want that to feel different.
Yeah. It's always fun when I sit cross-legged for 5 minutes and then I can't walk right for about 15 minutes.
Yes.
That's when I realize I am no longer 16.
So a few years ago, we had a friend from the South, and he's, you know, we talk about that. You sit down too long and you can't get up right. And he goes, oh, you're all stove up.
Stove?
Have you heard that before?
Yes,
I'm stove up. I think I know what he means, but I'm not sure how I feel about it.
It is time for our Love Your Neighbor promotion. This is where you nominate an unsung hero, somebody in need. We see if we can help this person out.
Yes.
Christine is with us. Good morning, Christine. Who do you want to nominate? Tell us about this person.
I actually would like to nominate my friend Trish. So pardon me if I start to cry. Trish works a full-time job. She teaches little, like, preschool. And then at nighttime, three nights a week, to build up extra cash to being able to pay for buying gifts for people and just going out of her way and doing things. She takes care of an elderly man, takes care of little people man as well.
Wow.
She has a car that has no power steering. This woman's got like Popeye arms.
Wow.
And my husband and I try to help her the best we can. We have done work for her for free. She will not let us do work for free. She like will hand us cash at church. She could just use the extra help. Really, she could use a good, decent car.
Okay.
She's always been there for me. She texts me every morning, whether it be a Bible verse or a motivational thing. She texts me different devotions. I know she does it for other people within our church family as well, but my sister passed away in 2021, so she's like a big sister to me. She does go out of her way to give people money where she doesn't have it, which is a struggle, and I know it's a struggle for her. So on top of working full-time and part-time at night, she also, you know, does a lot of things with our women's ministry within our church. And then she also goes back. She's going back to school on top of that to accommodate for a teaching degree.
She is doing a lot.
She is.
Man.
She is. So gas cards, absolutely, because she does drive so much. You know, a new car, of course, that would be wonderful.
Well, maybe there's somebody listening now that has a car they're going to get rid of. Or maybe you can help out with a gas card or some groceries for her. She sounds like an amazing person. She's just giving to others over and over again. Let's see what we can do here. Yeah.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Love your neighbor. Absolutely.
All right. Well, maybe you know of a neighbor we need to love on. Love to know about that person at 888-888-9976. Or maybe you're moved by Trish and her doing for others. And
not doing for herself. She doesn't have enough money to almost make it work. And maybe you can help out with a gas card, or like I said, maybe a vehicle that's you're going to get rid of. My wife and I started giving cars away instead of selling them.
That's exciting.
You know what's exciting about it? People start giving us cars. It's what goes around comes around.
I really love that.
Yeah. Every seed produces after its own kind. So maybe this is something God's moved in your heart. Give us a call right now and we'll hook you up with Christine and we can help out Trish. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, it's time for the good news of the day.
It's good news.
Hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Mary is with us. What's going on?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I am 20 years old. I have anxiety, PTSD. I've been through hell and back. I was in foster care at 2 years old, got adopted 7.5 years old with my twin sister. I want to say, you guys' music has helped me out. I'm sorry if I start crying. Aww. I've been reconnected to my biological mother for 3 years now. She's finally listening to Family Life Radio for the past week.
Aww.
And she's like, why didn't you tell me to listen to them before? And you have been helping her relax, like help her anxiety too.
Wow.
I just feel like you guys have been helping me out. I am going through more. I found out at 18, I have a kidney disease. Since birth. And I didn't know that you have to have patience, and God gives you that patience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so glad that the station has been helping you.
Yeah.
How did you find Family Life Radio? Was it your foster family?
My adopted family now, but yeah, actually, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
We mainly listen to Family Life Radio. My mom's trying to do the 30 days challenge, and she keeps like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm like, do it.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that you guys helped me a lot. I just wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And hold on here, because we want to pray for your kidney situation.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so what is your good news? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Maybe you've had an opportunity to wear Jesus. Maybe you're like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Sally found this from Max Lucado. I thought this was really good. When you surrender a parking place to someone, you honor him. When you make an effort to greet everyone in the room, especially the ones others have overlooked, you honor God's children. Do your best. You can't control the attitudes of others, but you can manage yours. And when you do, you wear Jesus. That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Goodness.
And then
put that on my forehead and remember it.
Yeah, people are seeing Jesus. You know, you're acting like him.
Right.
And then a little scripture here for Galatians 3:27. All of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. We wear Jesus. And those who don't believe in Jesus, they're paying attention.
Yes.
They pick up on that. So, yeah, put on your Jesus jacket today. This is really cool. Somebody sent this to us. I noticed that our lovely janitor gets treated like an outcast. So I made sure to drink my coffee with him daily in front of the gate. And today I was in a hurry to get to my office. So he came into my office with a cup of coffee. And this is what he said. He awkwardly goes, thank you for being my friend.
Wow.
Wow is right.
It's just sometimes those little things of recognizing somebody.
Yep.
And doing something as simple as, hey, let's share a cup of coffee.
I know.
It can change a life.
Super simple, not difficult, right? Just reaching out to somebody. I love that. With a cup of coffee.
Right.
I love
the
that.
The coffee helps.
You know, exactly. And then the janitor comes to her office. It meant a lot to him. So, yeah, he missed that time with her.
Right. It just takes that moment of stopping. For me, it's just always fast forward.
Yep.
And I miss moments that can make a difference.
We're so go, go, go.
But maybe, aren't we?
Maybe pause today and notice somebody that maybe others aren't noticing. Ronald is with us. Something big going on this weekend? What's going on?
I will be conducting my first ceremony this Saturday for my youngest daughter's wedding.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, awesome.
You excited?
It is. I'm kind of nervous about it, kind of excited.
Yeah. I would be a little nervous, too.
Yeah.
I hope I make it through without crying half of the service.
See, that'd be my problem. I would be crying.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Making your very first wedding ceremony be your daughter's? Oh, my goodness.
I can feel the Lord's presence around me. I've been praying all week that he would just hold me and lead me through this.
Yeah. Well, I know he will.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? If you break down a little bit, that'll just make it that much more special.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And if you find a moment of laughter, that's always just helps break the ice.
I definitely can make everybody laugh, so I'll try to do that.
Yes. Don't forget to have fun. My father-in-law married my daughter and my son, and it was just lovely. And the nerves are okay, and it was just a huge blessing. So blessings on you and your family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you'll have to call us so back excited. And let us know how it went down.
Yeah.
I sure will.
Something always goes wrong, so make sure you just go with it. So we want to hear what goes wrong.
That's a good point, Sally. Don't expect it to be perfect.
Actually, that is true. My wife and me were married in the same church years ago, and during our ceremony, the unity candle did not want to light.
Oh, no.
Did not want to light.
Her uncle had to pull out a Leatherman tool and pull the wick out enough to where we could get it to light.
Oh, my goodness.
That's hysterical.
We can't. And then you start thinking, like, what does that mean? We don't have unity? Family Life Radio. Hey, how about having a little bit of joy this morning?
I got joy, joy.
It's time for that joy report. So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Diane is with us. What's going on?
Yes, just the joy of the Lord down in my soul. And that's what gives me strength. Because the scripture said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Just sharing the love of God and just glad to be in the name of the living. And these day and time to share the love of God.
Wow, Diane, you are preaching it. Love
it. She is full to overflowing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. He's so good. He's so good.
Yes.
God is good. I think the more you think about how good God is and what he's done for you, I think joy is an automatic byproduct.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't help but not be, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes. Sharing the love and, you know, just saying God bless to the people. When you say God bless to the people, sometimes you don't know what they're going through with, but your words, what you say, it ready to them and they feel blessed.
Well, you're a blessing to us this morning, so God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, wasn't she fun? Hey, we'd love to hear your joy report. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Maybe you're somebody that is constantly thinking, I don't know, what are people thinking about me? Did I mess that up? Do they think I'm a goofball? I think that this happens a lot when you walk away from a conversation, Sally.
Yes.
In the back of your mind, you're replaying things. Oh, should I have said that? Or,
get out of my head, Cankle Fritz.
And some of that is good because, we should analyze ourselves. Oh. But you can get analysis paralysis when it comes to what are other people thinking.
Yeah.
And this is really cool. Somebody sent this to us. You do not know what people think. Mm. And even if you did, you shouldn't value their feelings over you, over the facts of who you truly are.
Oh, yes. And amen.
Yeah.
Not good at that, though.
No, it's just hard. Saying. Yeah. It's hard. And then I had this thought. Mm-hmm. What if we really knew what everybody was thinking?
Oh.
That would not be good. And let's just face it. If you knew what everybody was thinking about you, some of it would be bad.
Yes. And I guess that's why I'm like, my automatic response I hear myself is that would be such a negative.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
So,
I think we're so subject to each other that we desire to be understood, and oftentimes we're not.
Right. And I think, and there's nothing wrong with desiring to be understood, but what hit me is, if that's accurate, some people just mm-hmm. aren't going to like you. That's okay. Can you, but are you okay with that being okay?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I mean, it is true. Different strokes for different folks, and not everyone's going to love you.
Right. So, and if I turn it around and think, well, there are some people that I don't mind if I don't see them today.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.